Steam, Steel, and Murder, back again with the second and concluding chapter of Session 34. Thank you for your continued interest in listening to our podcast, and if you have not done so, let us know that you are listening. Send us email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, leave us a review on iTunes, or join us at our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic.com/forums. Nothing new to report, so let's finish Session 34, Part 2.
Has any time passed since the last game?
Let's see. Your game happened within 24 hours, right? So, yep. Not much time. Let's say a couple of days have passed. Okay, not enough to train, no.
Right, okay. That's the question. No, I'm just sure. Whatever. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have points to spend again. Oh, wait, I've always had points to spend. The problem was always time.
Yep.
Oh, so it's actually only been 3 days since the death of Constantine.
If things go as I hope to be able to pull it off tonight, you'll have a nice long amount of time afterwards to level up.
I don't want a long
Constantine died.
You may not have a choice.
How long since Constantine died?
I thought it was a month.
Yeah. It has been a month?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Fine. I don't have to worry then.
Yeah, because I was about to worry.
Don't we only get like one skill per week?
It's one skill per week, one skill per session for us.
No, it's just one skill per week. It's not a limit on the number of skills per session.
Wait.
It's just
he removed the skill limit? It's just on weeks now?
It's purely
I swear I had a cup of coffee.
After various conversations, it's come down to one skill per week, assuming you have the points.
If you have the points, it's one skill per week.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You've got other things to do. It's hard to train these things. You're powerful. You know.
Powerful. Shoot.
It's been a month? Wait a minute. I could have spent one more skill point, I think.
I've lost track of how many I've spent at least three. I may have spent four. I don't know. Meh. I don't care.
I can't remember. Yeah. Were we able to spend?
These are things that you're fully able to track on Obsidian Portal now. Write it to yourself as a message on your character sheet.
Mm-hmm. How much time has passed?
One month, apparently.
Thanks.
Somebody just hit another five mission...
Me.
Threshold, okay. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, I added my new cool stuff. I just can't remember if I remembered to add my new... Yeah, I added my refresh, and I added my new aspect, a learned mind. Because I came across way too much that was, I need to know this because I'm smart.
Now, okay, then last time...
A learned mind?
Yes, a learned mind. Fine.
Well, actually, no, given you a learned mind, probably more appropriate for you.
Yeah, other people learned your mind beforehand. Mm. Perhaps your entire mindset is downloaded directly into your brain. It turns out, then, in fact, that you're not at all Daniel Bishop. You're a clone of Daniel Bishop.
Right. You guys ready to get started? There's a few podcast things. We got another message from a new listener. I don't want to read his email yet because I haven't gotten permission. And we got a few more followers on the Obsidian Portal site that have logged in as followers. So, email pending. Hopefully he will let us read it online. It's pretty interesting. Let's see. All right, so tonight we have, we're going to start calling you John Prime, playing Hundegard. Mark is back playing Bishop. Nick is back playing Marlowe. Jameis is back playing Gavin Marshall. And the non-John Prime, who we'll simply call John, is playing the Australian named
Austin.
Austin. Austin the Australian.
Oh yeah, yes. The Australian. I forgot about him and Joey. Oh yes, good. We don't have Mr. Longfork with us today.
No, Chef is not playing tonight. He got to play last time and John did not, so I asked him to sit out this one.
Yay, we don't have Mr. Longfork.
Yes, you'll regret that once he shows you the amazing powers he gets from consuming human flesh.
Windingo, murder.
I told you, he took Constantine's hand so he can eat it and gain Constantine's strength.
That's right. I think he gets like one skill point per pound of flesh he eats. You know, that's a stunt.
That would be a weird stunt.
Now, okay, next game, we murdered the chef.
Just for clarity's sake, what would happen if we ran into more of those gorilla things and Chef ate the gorillas? Would that count?
He said per pound of flesh. Doesn't say it's human.
God, that's a lot of flesh.
Save for diarrhea, perhaps. and strange diseases. Alright, so we're going to pick up right after. I'm missing something. There's lots of laughter there.
Jameis, do you want to read it, please?
That's all right. Pick a remain between us.
Yeah. What was it? The White Dragon restaurant? I forgot.
It's the Black. I can't remember if it was the Black Dragon or the Black Lotus.
Yeah.
It's the Black Dragon.
The Black Dragon. God.
Well, so we're going to pick up a couple of days. We'll say 3 days after Jameis's excellent game 2 weeks ago. I appreciate being able to play in the world. That was enjoyable. Anyone else want to GM at some point in time, leave me a message and we'll schedule it. I would definitely like to play that character again. Okay. Well, I'm going to start today's game using a couple of compels.
That's a great way
to start the game. That's an awesome fight.
I'm going to start, with Mr. Bishop, and I'm going to offer you a compel for as the negative reflection of sigh, I've been kidnapped one too many times.
Oh, goody. Oh, how many chips?
One chip. It'll cost you one if you refuse it.
You can't refuse that. You can't refuse that.
For one chip? No. I will spend one chip.
Okay, I'll sweeten the pot and offer it as a 2-point compel.
Then I'll take it for 2 points.
All right. Take your chips.
Extortionist.
I'm good for 8.
Yeah. I'll just have to make sure you burn off a lot of them. You know, reducing damage from explosions will do that.
Now the genetic super soldiers ignore the rest of the party and target Bishop.
All right.
But I need them to make my organization stronger. I must be elected.
A second to open up my notebook here.
Okay. Subject SSM.
Let's try out to open the notepad.
I figured this I've been kidnapped one too many times is a nice way to get chips for being kidnapped, considering I get kidnapped whether I want to or not.
It'd be interesting to see who does it, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, at least I know it's not Harris.
My bet's on your ex-girlfriend. What was that, Jessica? What was her name? The one whose life you ruined and almost got her killed repeatedly.
Which one?
I just came like how we both said it at the same time. Which one? Are you talking about the doctor's assistant?
Yeah, that was where we last saw her.
Learning chloroform.
She actually had a name. Bert gave her a name, and I
can't remember it.
I can't remember it either.
I wonder why she hates you.
Uh, Well, that's because I left her. I think I lost that bitch. I just left because it was kind of like, well, that... No, that's someone else. Okay, this is different notes. Do I have the wrong book? Yes, I probably do.
All right. You ready, Marcus?
Yeah. Who else are you compelling?
I'm going to do two different compels. I'm going to start with you, though. All right. So you're strapped to a metal chair. Your arms are bound behind your back with manacles. Your legs are manacled to the floor. It's really hard to focus on the room around you. There's a really bright light shining into your eyes. Your head feels really foggy. And there's somebody asking you the same questions over and over.
I've been here.
Who are you? Who do you work for? Who are your friends?
Daniel Bishop, myself. I ain't saying nothing.
After you say myself, there's an electric shock that courses through you from the manacles that are pulled behind your back. Let's try again. Who are you?
I start basically saying, you call that a shock.
The shock increases. Again, who are you?
I've been tortured by another person who is much better than you. This is pathetic.
You hear somebody in the background speak. Let's see. At this point, do you know German?
Yes.
When did you pick that up, roughly?
The same time I picked up, like a couple months ago, like about the same, like right after I got French.
Someone is speaking in an accent in the back and breaks into English, and you hear him say, "Enough, use the chemical." And there's a gloved hand approaching you with a very long needle attached to one of the old style glass and brass injectors, and you feel a prick on the underside of your wrist, and your body goes really numb. And then another same voice again. Again, what is your name? At about this time, you hear an alarm clock going off in the background, and you awaken. Your bedroom is completely dark. Your hands and legs are bound, however, over your hand with something that feels silkish. There's somebody in your bathroom moving around as you can see a light just turn on. The sound of somebody combing her hair and humming to herself.
I'm bound, you say?
Yes. Feels like your bed. Room's dark. Doesn't feel like you're bound very well. Feels like it's cloth. Something very silky on your legs and on your legs and your hands.
I'll just kind of make sure it's loose and I can escape my hands if necessary, but kind of just leave them there and see what happens next.
Sure. Do you have burglary?
Yes.
Okay. Easily done. I mean, it doesn't really take much wiggling at all, and you can come right out of the bounds if you want to. Mm-hmm. Attractive girl in her early 20s comes out of the bathroom. She just brushed her hair, and she's wearing a smile and nothing more. She's carrying a tray of strawberries and cream. She lays it on your chest, and she says, "Now, where were we?" And now we'll cut over to John Prime.
Your time for the bid, yes.
Hey, Bert.
You step out of the shower and Daniel Bishop is lying.
No, question, Bert. Did, from the brief glimpse of the needle, alchemy at all?
Give me a discipline roll to see how well you can remember the things that actually were happening in your dream.
Discipline. I should be more disciplined. Where is it? This one's not bad. Let me clear the dice. Okay, why does it say rolling dice?
Is your weird?
Red ones don't always get first.
Make sure the SSM is set password.
It's set password. It just says rolling dice. I'm going to try.
Refresh your page. Yeah,
I was going to just refresh it.
Who's using the headset mic to mute themselves?
Not I.
Not I.
Thunk, which is usually someone using a headset mic to mute themselves.
Nope, not here. I'm using the Skype button.
Do you have any luck with the roll there?
I'm not even getting catch your hair. It's like going
it.
Really
you
slow.
You broke it, you bastard.
It might be down. There it goes. No, it went. It took a couple of seconds, but my roll came up.
My roll's not coming up.
I'm trying to connect, and I'm refreshing the page, and it's just going really slow. Like, I'm at 2/10 of it.
I'm rolling, and it's showing it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you want to roll for you then, Bishop Pinnell?
Yep, that's fine.
Oh, for me. No.
All right, so whatever your skill is, you got a net 0 on the roll.
That's a 3.
Okay, good enough. You can remember the details clearly. Clear enough that you're certain it's not a dream, but a memory.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
How I wish we had sanity in this game.
Oh, yeah, I really do too as well.
It's just social combat. If I really wanted to, I could call for a social roll. If you failed it, then that would happen. But Bishop has been through enough that I don't think this would be much of a shock to him.
No. I've been kidnapped so many freaking times. It's like,
exactly.
Okay.
That's the point.
Yes. Yes. Horrific trauma does not get easier the more you go through it.
With Bishop, laugh or you'll cry. He laughs at it all to get through it.
The other thing you can do, Jameis, just for information as well, the other thing that you could do is give somebody a temporary aspect if you want them to be shaken or jittery from something. That can be done as well.
It's more fun if I can cause a player sane loss anyway rather than the character.
Okay, is there anything else you want to query from your memory before I move on?
I was wondering, since I remember, Needle, did I could actually see the chemical, because I have alchemy.
No, it's one of the style where it's got a brass covering, so you really, you know, you can't see the fluid inside.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get any good looks or anything like that, just...
You
captured.
Had a very bright light shined into your eyes. The only visual that you ever saw was a gloved hand coming towards you with the needle.
Standard sterilized type glove?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so chemicals, German guy.
What was your roll again? I'm sorry. What was the total?
You said 3. I mean, three. Yeah.
Okay, then I will give you this also tidbit. It had to have happened before you learned German.
Which was, oh, goody. I think, that explains why there were the French people outside. So I did beat the hell out of them, apparently. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go on to Hundegard now. And, Mr. Hundegard, I am going to compel your infamous family.
I'll take it because I want to hear this.
All right. Take yourself a fate point. You get a very cordial invitation from your brother to visit his villa. His personal woman servant, comes to your door bearing his card and and says that her master would very much like to speak with you this evening if you have time. She's been instructed to wait as long as necessary for you.
You see? Am I allowed to?
She comes up. She's actually... the car that she comes in is... we'll call it the equivalent of a stretch limousine with your family crest. Very notable on the hood inside of the doors. She apparently is the driver as well.
Mm-hmm. I see. Am I allowed to bring an acquaintance along? Official notekeeper and lawyer.
I'm sorry, John, I missed that. Could you say it again?
Would I be allowed to bring along a associate? He's a man of the law and is in my employ for official matters, that is.
All right. She thinks for a minute. Her nose kind of twitches. You notice a very pleasing spackling of freckles across her nose bridge. It's very attractive, which your brother seems to be in the habit of having around him. You do, however, notice as she rubs her chin that there is a lash scar behind her left ear.
Mm-hmm.
Healing. And she looks you and says, "I've no instructions about that. I would hazard to guess that if you would like to bring him, at the worst he would be asked to retire to the lounge."
Well then, if you would kindly wait in my apartment, there is a refreshment on the counter next to my notebooks. I need to make a phone call.
She nods and takes off her chauffeur's cap and takes a seat at the nearest chair that you have in your apartment and studiously does not take a beverage. She sits down, her back very straight. Her manner is very, very tight, and she doesn't move very much at all, her eyes directly forward.
And I am calling up our private detective there.
Fair question, I think, is am I available? Given I,
it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. Why not? If I will be available, and I'll pick up my phone. This is the Extraordinary Commission. How may we help you?
Hello, Mr. Mahler.
It's very good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Not too badly, and then my brother has invited me over to his mansion, so could be worse.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I can have a team ready in case you go missing. Very quickly.
Oh, thank you for the consideration there, but I was actually thinking you may wish to act in an official capacity and come around as my legal representative, as you, I did employ you for a while.
Yes, I will. Let me see. I'll be there in about 30 minutes. I appreciate the heads up.
And try to make sure that you won't, not at all, displease my brother with your appearance or anything such.
Of course not, of course not. I'm a man of society these days.
Well, I shall await your arrival then.
I will go.
Yes,
I'm going to go and tell Dare. I'm going to be gone for a little bit. And I will also have a team organized in case either myself or the good Von Hundegaard goes missing. And basically, I'll contact Starling and inform him what's going on. And then I'll inform Eddie separately.
Question, did you ever pick up an aspect for your involvement with your organization?
I did. I picked up a founder of the special commission.
Okay, and that case, give me a... let us see. All right, give me either a contacts roll,
or something better.
Okay, I would accept either contacts or, let's see, presence.
Presence is mildly better than contacts. No, get a presence and contacts. Wow, I'm going to spend a chip just to get a plus two. I'll spend, if you allow, I'll spend a chip on founder of the special commission.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
That's exactly what that sort of thing is for.
That will give me a plus two.
Okay. I'm not actually seeing it come through, so that's fine. Just if everyone, when you roll your dice, would simply just say what you got until it does come through.
It's a negative two without for the straight roll. It's a plus two for the thing, so that gives me a net of base score, which is two.
All right, so you get a hold of Eddie, actually, and you hear the sound of mortar fire in the background, which you're intimately familiar with. How you doing, boss?
How's the training going, Eddie?
3, 2. And there's a big explosion in the background. We need more ammo, boss!
Look, Eddie, that stuff costs money. I'll make sure to talk to Dare and see if we can get some more. I'm going to the Evil von Hunter. I'm sorry. I'm going to Otto von Hundegard. I believe that's his name. What's his name? Aldrich. No, Aldrich's the good one.
Aldrich is the good one.
Aldrich is. I'm Aldrich.
I'm going to the good
one. Tobias is the bad one.
Tobias, yes, Tobias. Thank you. I'm going to Tobias von Hundegard's residence. If you don't hear from me in 12 hours, go ahead and do a strike team on the resident, see if we can extract me and the good von Hundegard. Actually, 24 hours.
And you hear another thump in the background.
Yep.
And then somebody off to the side can't hear it all, but it sounds something like they're firing on a pig pen. People are talking about barbecued pork in the near future.
Look, Eddie, this is not... Good job. Make sure to bring me, save me some.
You gotta try these things out on live people, you know, and, well, it's
yeah,
kind of bad form to kill actual people.
It is very bad form, Eddie.
Run, little piggy, run! Squee!
Why am I answering this? I wish I was there. Where's Starling?
He's checking on the troops.
Okay, tell Starling this is happening. He's... if I don't come back, Starling's in command, and then tell him to extricate Aldrich first, me second. And I have my tracker on me.
Will do, sir. Thump.
You are the best employee ever, Eddie. The best. I'll talk to you later.
Right. You hear screaming in the background as someone yells, "It caught wind! Clear out! Clear out!"
This is how they learn.
Yes, it is.
All right. I will dress in my best, most impeccable suit. I have a resources 3.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so very nice suit then. Nice tailored suit.
Yes. Now, and I will go and I'm going to go to Good von Hundegard, and we'll see how this rolls.
All right. It doesn't take you very long to get there, so you arrive at his residence. There is a very conspicuous black automobile parked in the front. It has the Hundegard crest on the doors and the top of the car.
Is this their official, given kind of what my group does, is this their official guest travel vehicle? Or
No, this is a private car.
Oh, this is not good. Maybe we should bring in...
It does have diplomatic plates on it.
Let's bring in the other guy.
Excuse me, Mr. Mona?
I go up and knock on the door and say, maybe we should bring in Mr. Marshall.
No due offense to Mr. Marshall, as he is a very talented and well-trained individual. He hasn't proven entirely firm in his loyalties or belief.
That's fair. That's a fair point. Let's go.
You notice that there's a very attractive blonde, blue-eyed woman sitting on his couch, very, very still. Her eyes move to you as you come in the door. Her head does not move, though, and then after you're acknowledged, her eyes go face forward again, and she...
Are you Prussian?
She looks at you, and she nods once.
Oh, okay. Are all the women on your manor Prussian?
No, sir.
Oh.
Most are.
Most are. Your boss has a thing for the blue eye and blonde hair?
It's good stock, sir, as he says.
Good stock. Good stock.
Yes, let's be underway, shall we?
Hmm.
He gets up and holds the door open for you both. And it does the same at the car, opens up the rear doors. You very much think limo. It's got the back has like two sofa-style couches facing each other with a bar in between. And the driver is separated by a, kind of a smoky glass. You can still see her. And there's apparently, there's a big like brass intercom system between the driver and the back. She waits for everyone to board.
I'm bored.
And she's off. Yeah, she drives very efficiently, but very fast. You noticed, Marlo, that there is a liquor bar underneath the table.
I abstain. What is the nature of this visit, Mr. Undergren?
I show him the... she handed me a card with the message on it, right?
No, it's basically just your brother's calling card.
That's all it is. As far as I'm aware, he just wants a quiet, brotherly chat. But then again,
No.
It's not too uncommon for people of nobility or aristocratic lines to bring around officials whenever. Yes, we are all prize breeds of horse and dog.
Apparently.
But it's not too uncommon to bring around a man of the law when you're going to visit relatives just in case they try to disown you. But then again, that's already been done, so.
Right. But, well, at the next opportunity, why don't you ask the nice young lady, what is the nature of the visit supposed to be?
You notice the intercom button there by your left arm on the couch.
Oh, not suggesting disturbing her while she's driving.
No. We want to get lost in traffic. That way you're striking team wall.
No, I would rather not get lost in traffic. It's actually quite imperative that we don't delay.
Yes, I'll press the button on the intercom.
There's a very polite sir.
I don't suppose my brother gave you any idea what we'll be discussing.
No, sir. His wishes were not made known to me, although I can hazard that it is not diplomatic in nature, as I was the one sent.
Mm-hmm. She's not the diplomat?
He hasn't run out of dueling partners, has he?
No, sir.
And he hasn't been in a particularly foul mood of late, but more so than normal?
There's a small hesitation before she answered. No, sir.
Well, then I'm out of ideas, I'm afraid, Mr. Marlowe.
Which probably means his bribery schemes aren't getting him exactly what he wants, and he's seeking you out. Perhaps he could easily be filling you out for support, given that you are now a man about town. Congratulations, by the way. I see you in all the society papers. You look stunning.
What is your resources now?
Mine?
Yes.
My resources are 3.
Okay.
And my contacts is 4 now.
Yes. You had some favors with good tailors to make yourself look stunning. All right, the limo does pull up at your brother's residence. You do note that now there is a gate surrounding the house, and 2 guards in the front, also women, open the gate and allow the limo through.
How proficient are they?
Give me an eye. Give me a burglary roll.
Not 5 dice, but 4.
You're casing the joint.
That is going to give me a very large number. One quick second. I have 6 in burglary, minus 1, 5.
5. Okay, very good. The 2 women are well armed. They have what look to be taser rifles as well as small sidearm tasers. Also conspicuous bumps underneath each of their under the lapels of the left hand of their coat. There is also a security box with another lady in it who appears to be working some kind of command system. You notice cameras, and you're pretty sure that the gate's electrified.
Cameras, gates, electrified. Now, this house is not at the same residence as the embassy. He doesn't live on.
This is his own villa.
Oh, man.
He has his own private property now.
Shoot! Wish I'd known that. He would. Okay. armed tasers and two conspicuous bumps. So either something handheld or perhaps a small Dillinger.
Hard to tell. Just lumps under the left hand breast of.
Oh, okay. So it's under the chest area, yes. Not under the hand. Not under the hand. Not a. Okay. All right.
And they're wearing like the long overcoats with the large lapels on them.
They
look
great coats.
Of a particular thick weave to you as well. And they move kind of stiffly in them.
Okay, so armored. They are armored. Okay. Yep.
If you ever have need of actually breaking into the place, you have successfully cased it.
Okay,
that will give you a plus two.
Yeah. Plus two. Yay! All right.
A lot of this is not, you know, you're inferring a lot from what you see.
Yes.
You know, you have not actually gone through the whole place, but you're inferring the level of commitment, we'll say.
Yes, he's very committed as being an upstanding man of society.
So the car moves on to a garage where the young lady exits, opens a door for you, and points through a archway that goes into basically the garden pool area outside, and she directs you through the arc and says that your brother is waiting outside, and he'll receive you there. If he objects to your companion will be presented to the library, and apparently is now working on the car.
Thank you very kindly, miss.
Particularly, she's cleaning the section that Marlo was sitting on as there's ash and...
Oh, no, I'm actually... as previously stated, my character is smoking very infrequently now. He rarely drinks. He's now a firm and fit, upstanding man of society. Hard of eyes and...
He only smokes and drinks in the privacy of his own home with no lights on, with the doors closed.
Yep. Looking at the doorway, waiting.
As you guys walk through the arc, you can see your brother there. He apparently he's got a long net, and it looks like he's scooping through his pool, like he's cleaning out his pool. He is alone except for one woman who is wearing a bikini top. And she's got, like, the maid hat on and the maid, like, the wrist things on, but just a bikini otherwise. And she's behind a mobile liqueur cart, and she's making mixed drinks for your brother.
I'm going to be stepping two steps back and to the right of Aldrich, and I'm going to try to make myself as small a presence as possible.
Okay. Going with your previous roles, you notice at the... the house has, I'm not going to call them crenellations, but there are two points that are high up, like they're single rooms, like almost like an attic room.
Mm-hmm. Like and sniper chambers.
Exactly. And there's no glass. They're open to the air with a little roof above it. But in each one, there's a person holding some kind of device and kind of looking around the grounds. And where your brother is from the guard is well within their arc of fire.
Pity.
Just in case.
Your brother lays down what he was doing, and he walks over to you, extends a hand.
Tobias, I hope you have been well as I take the hand.
Yes, he grasped it very firmly, and I would like you to give me an empathy roll.
Yay! Okay, did its best, but that's a 5.
Okay, no, that's pretty good. His hands are clammy. They're very cold for a rather warm day. it doesn't look like he slept well. There's dark circles underneath his eyes. You could smell the liquor on his breath. He's gone unshaved for a few days. He's not in his normally very crisp look that he maintains. And he actually seems genuinely glad to see you. Until he looks over at Marlo and says, brother, the invitation was for you alone. Who is this character?
Mr. Marlo. He's been in my employ before now, and he is a trusted individual. I was not told that it was just a closed invitation, so I took the liberty. I hope you do not mind.
Marlo, you said you're dressed well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He gives a curt bow to you and says, Mr. Marlo, if you would help yourself to the liquor bar, you're welcome to stay here and enjoy the sun and lounge about. I'd like to speak to my brother, though, if you would. So he's not asking you to leave the room, but he's just asking you to move away.
Yes, I move over to the liquor bar. I order myself a, if she has it, a water. And I just want to look her over and see if she has any noticeable scars.
Perception roll, and she presents you with four different types of bottled water.
I take one and feign sipping it, because could have some chemical agent in there. Fluoride. They could be poisoning my Lord. Oh my God.
Mind.
Well, let's see.
It could be chlorine instead, though.
Hell. I'll say, will this also count for me listening into the conversation?
This will be your role for the round.
Scene. Okay, I'm going to spend a chip on, let's see. It could all be lies. She could be hiding up with makeup. Makeup, I say. And reroll. I got even. Yes, I broke even. That gives me a five on either alertness or investigation. Both are the same score.
All right, good enough. Yes, although expertly covered up with some makeup, she also has a lash scar behind one ear, as well as she has like flog marks on her exposed back. Since she's wearing a bikini, you can see it. All old and all expertly covered up.
They wear the chains themselves. I will move off into a distance, which is politely distant, but at the same time, I can still hear this.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're basically directed to a lounge chair, and you're asked if you would like someone to wave a fan about you, or if you would simply like to enjoy the sun.
I would like to enjoy the sun. I appreciate the kind and generous offer.
Okay, and she remains there attentive if you need her, and you're by the poolside. Meanwhile, Hundergard, the good Hundergard, yes, your brother takes you aside and speaks low, he hands you a punch card and says, yes, as for the understanding we came to the last we met, he hands you a punch card. If you will go to the German consulate, there is a room reserved for Hundegard, and this key will let you pass in. I had most of the family documents moved here to Metapol, as you had suggested you would like free access to them.
Well, it was most generous of you. I will make much use of them in my research.
Oh, good, good. He looks preoccupied as he's talking to you, and has a rather large... large bottle of what smells to be pure liquor on him, and it's not.
It's evaporating. It's evaporating.
Schnapps of some sort, very strong, as he's drinking it. Oh, yes. Now that we have that sorted, I thank you for your support. It may go a long way to helping my bid for a membership. And he takes a long pull. Would you like some yourself?
Perhaps I shall avail myself of the liquor cart in a bit, but I'm sure you have much to discuss.
Oh, yes, yes. A favor, really, if I might so be so bold as to impose. I have I've been instructed, he looks really nervous, and he takes another sip of his alcohol, to be on the lookout of certain German nationals, family and friends that you may remember from childhood that would come in and out of our ancestral home. They seem to have gone missing, and he takes a big gulp, from Germany, and the current regime would very much like to know where they've gone. It seems that there's some preposterous word about an underground railroad that is taking away our best and brightest, and, well, he takes another big gulp. I've been informed that there must be an end to this, and that anyone harboring these individuals, well, they're seeing it as a loss of intellectual property and the sciences of that that Germany holds as its own, and anyone harboring these people would be directly offending Germany. And, brother, you've been here longer than I, and not to be crass, but you have associated with people here that are of lesser stock, and he holds up his hands. I don't mean it to be offensive, dear brother, simply a statement of fact.
I'm surprised that they have such a high-ranking official such as yourself involved in such matters. But surely if these individuals wish to leave our fair nation, then there can be no issue with stopping them.
He nods, and he almost finishes his tall glass of schnapps as he mumbles, and you barely catch it. He says, the weight on my shoulders is perhaps more than I judged. I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. He lays it down. Dear brother, I only ask that you keep an eye and an ear out. It is becoming quite hard on me with this new regime. It requires much from me, and being a dutiful son of Germany, I am giving it my all, but I find myself, and he throws his hands up in the air, ill-suited to root this problem out. They're certain that Metapol is some sort of hub, some sort of contact for this organization.
I see. But why are you so distressed about this? I mean, I do not see that this is really an issue that really would cause you much distress, unless, of course, they are going to try and hold you personally responsible. That would be preposterous. Sure.
He looks sharply at you as you say that and says, I'm the voice of Germany and Metapol, brother. It does rest upon my shoulders. The penalty is harsh.
I see. Well then, I'm sure that in my dealings, if I come across anything at all in the work I've had to pursue to maintain my livelihood here in Metapol, then
I could... puts his hands out again, you know, as to say, it's like, I only ask that you keep an ear and an eye open for me, brother. That's all I can ask. I know certainly you would have no dealings with this sort of thing. I have just no one else to turn to.
Yes. Blood is thicker than water. But may I ask that you can keep me appraised of the situation back home? In return, I have been cut off from much news, and surely you will be more able to fill me on what's really going on.
Oh, of course. In the library at the consulate are all of the latest newspapers that don't make it out of Germany. I'm sure you would enjoy the backlog. As well, there are a few files of my own there that you're welcome to peruse. And there's very little that I can pass on, as I am given my orders sparingly. Courier pouches come but once a month.
That will be a great comfort. I've been very estranged from our homeland for some time. So, yes, I shall indeed keep an ear out for your sake and yours alone, dear brother.
please. Hey, he rubs his eyes and he looks relieved after you've agreed to do this and says, I'm afraid I'm quite weary, brother. Please make yourself at home. Drinks, of course. If you wish food, simply get with my cook. I believe I could sleep now. And he puts a hand on your shoulder and looks at you very intently and says, brother, thank you for what little you may do. And yes, this is completely out of character for you.
Yes, yeah.
And have you made an alertness roll yet?
Myself? No.
Yes.
Sorry. Hang on. Whoa. Hooray. Let's say plus one on the die, and my alertness is not as bad as it used to be. It's a 3 total.
Yes. All right. You notice as your brother bids you good day and he wanders back into his villa that he was netting out what appears to be a drowned dog from the pool.
A drowned dog. Mm-hmm. Can I actually have a quick look around for any possibility of a card of some kind? A calling card?
What was your alertness roll? Or did you roll it?
Oh, no, my alertness is a 3. I was thinking of investigation.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, give me an investigation roll.
Screedy look behind the plot pants.
Well, somehow I don't. Out the maid, who is pretty much an automaton at this point. That's a 5. Yay!
Other than the dead dog being kind of surreal for such a an otherwise nice scene, no, you really don't. You don't. It doesn't seem as if he's had a visitor recently.
Good ass kill.
It was at the other guy's place. Has gone on a rampage. Escaped and gone on a rampage against all dogs. Yeah.
You could ask him.
All right. Now I'm going to cut from you guys for a minute. Bishop.
I think Nick's trying to push him. For a moment?
Don't. I was trying. You could ask him.
We can do. We've been in the spotlight for some time, so let's flip back to Bishop, and then I can flag him down before he passes out.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Bishop, you have come to, and this lovely lady is feeding you strawberries and cream just as the sun is coming up in the morning, and you know it's coming back to you. You had agreed to this date with a telephone operator.
Another one. Oh, wait, this is probably that very, one.
You had a very interesting night that has led back to apparently her place. Oh, wait, no, I said it was your bed. To your place. And she finishes with the strawberries and says, well, and she pats you on the rump, I've got to be off to work now.
I just kind of lay there and nod. I kind of look at the restraints on my wrist.
She doesn't offer to untie you. She dresses in front of you, puts on her, she is an operator for the telephone companies in Metapol, so she's got a uniform that she puts on. Gives you a kiss on your cheek, looks at the bonds, gives you a mischievous smile, and walks out your door.
I'm trying to remember, did I give her a key? Please tell me I didn't give her a
You
key.
Did not, no.
I make sure my key is still there.
Yes, yes. I'm going to assume, since you have no aspect of being an alcoholic or etc., that even in your worst debauching, you keep some semblance of sanity about
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I right. make sure... since you said it easily slip out, yes, I easily slip out.
Easily. It's not like expertly done or anything. It's made so that you can wiggle out after, you know, a little bit of time.
Yeah, I make sure everything's in order, clean up anything that needs to be cleaned up, mm-hmm. and get ready to go through my normal operations of the day while also...
Give me an alertness roll while you're doing all of this.
Six.
Six.
Plus... Yeah.
All right. What color are you?
Glass.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, they're coming through now. Actually, I'm seeing a bunch of yellow dice and some clear dice. All right. Yeah, it's You see the signs of having a rather interesting and athletic night about you. Unfortunately, it looks like your second best suit is torn. You also notice, however, that your little black book is laying opened and upside down on your bureau.
Hmm. That's probably not good. I go over, check it to make sure. I check what page it's on.
Ah, yes. Apparently the young lady has figured out your rating system, and she has included a couple of stars, a half moon, and a check mark next to her name, and has underlined it. And going from your codes, it seems that, yes, from you what you remember of last night, she has indeed deciphered your system.
I'm thinking I should probably get a cryptography skill. Oh, God. I nod, smile, put this in a new hiding place. And just kind of like go get clean, take, you know, shower, whatever, and just try and remember as much of the dream as I can. See if anything else comes back to me while I have water rolling over me, etc. And then just go out whatever business plans I have, meeting people, right, connecting people type of thing, whatever type of stuff is actually happening.
The one thing that keeps coming back to you is that the memory is not fading. You can remember it scene for scene, played over in your head. You are convinced that it is a memory and was not a dream.
Where the needle poked in, might as well check. Is there a mark or anything?
You would have noticed long since. I mean, you've been beaten and bruised so much. it's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
All right, so you go about your day, and I'm going to go now to Gavin. And Mr. Austin is in your office, and he is needing to have his passports validated, his Metapol citizenship signed over, and you. This is one of your new duties in your office now, is to checking in new immigrés. And you're not quite sure what to do about the kangaroo, however.
Nice one, Bert. I like that.
Yes, Mr. I look at the passport. What's the last name?
Morphus.
Morphus. So Mr. Morphus, we have a few things to check here. Go about checking the passport. All seems in order. See, you've already done some guild work before you come to see me in this capacity, though.
Yes, you have, in fact, done guild work in passing before for Mr. Tesla.
Oh, yes.
Yes, in fact, we were on the same mission together where you did some work.
Yeah, well, first day and all.
And you have the appropriate paperwork for your, I look over at the kangaroo.
For Joey? Yeah.
Which mostly comprises of the fact that he's registered as a pet and his shots are in order.
Good. Right, have you settled well here in Metapol?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Have you settled well here? You found some place to live?
Not quite yet. Still looking around. Still need to get some money in my pocket.
Just let me just insert this, to bring everyone up from last game when Austin first showed up. You were expecting to meet Tesla here to have a job lined up, and you find that there is no longer a Tesla, no longer a power building. So you're kind of at loose ends at this point.
Yeah. Do I know all that happened?
You've been filled in. It's been, you know, it's been several several days since then, so someone's told you, I'm sure.
It's been a month and 3 days.
Yes, there you go. So you've been, like, living out of the Y or something like that since.
Gosh, there was a building where a man told me to be. It's no longer here.
Yeah.
So, at the moment, exactly who's in charge of power is a bit uncertain, to say the least. What other skills do you have that you might be able to find occupation with while you're here?
Well, most of these weapons, the electronic ones, I can disassemble and reassemble from memory.
You are aware of the code we have in here regarding projectile weapons?
Well, I don't have any projectile weapons.
That's good, because as I'm sure you know, they are in fact illegal to possess in Metapol.
I did study some of the laws before I came over. So, I was wondering, when do you think I could get my first paycheck?
Oh yes, that would be also something you were supposed to do, is to hand over his pay from the last case. Since they had no forwarding address for him, and...
Oh, just as well you've come in, Mr. Morpher, says we don't seem to have any contact details for you. We do, in fact, have a paycheck for you.
Well, how much is it?
What's your resources? What's your resource level?
Mine? I don't think I have any.
Wow.
I would have taken him in, if nothing less.
No, we'll get to that.
You didn't even know this happened.
Yes. If you have no resource levels, the check is basically enough to give you a temporary resources of 1, which is you can house yourself and feed yourself and, you know, attend to basic needs. There is no, like, dollar amount to most things. It's just a matter of what your resource level is. So this paycheck will keep you for, you know, a couple of months at a resource level of 1.
Yeah, I would advise you to seek accommodation. If you haven't really got accommodation, somewhere in the lower districts might be within your pay range.
Quick question, Bert. Do you think I could use Joe's performance on the streets to get some extra cash?
You can, but game-wise, until you actually buy resources, it doesn't really do anything for you. I mean, you know, you will make a few bucks that day, but it would give you a reason to, say, spend a point on resources later on. You can say, I've been street performing, and that's why I've got a resources of 1.
Yeah, you know? That's probably how I've been surviving this entire time. Not actually getting a helm, but surviving.
Now, all the explosions around town lately, there's lots of places to get in out of the rain.
Oh, yeah.
From condemned buildings.
You did spend your 4 points from last game already?
I believe I did. Oh, I don't remember.
Right, you know, you would have got 3 points.
That was 4 points. I think I spent all of them.
All right. Oh, now you know how to spend them all.
Yeah. Alright, when is
Perhaps you should see then the entertainment guild might be something that has more suitability for you while you're here.
Well, not particularly my style. But do you have any recommendations for any place to live?
See, there was that place in the news a few days ago, Motel 6, I believe, down in Sector 6. Maybe too up and coming at the moment.
Well, I'm just trying to find, like, a temporary place until I've got enough cash.
Well, it does seem that the paperwork itself is fine, of course. So certainly, we've Metapol welcomes all visitors and all people who wish to stay here.
Good.
Yes.
Anything else you need from me?
Well, when the situation with power settles down, we may be able to sort of see what exactly was going to happen there. But until then, though, I do not believe that there is any further matters, unless you have any further questions for me while you're here.
I do have a couple of questions. I was wondering if you had any, like a workspace, because, you know, anyone's weapons that need A little bit of sprucing up. I've got the skills and, well, the hands to do it.
We do have a number of craftsmen around the city who would specialize in that sort of thing if it was needed. Power would be the main people who would supply. They supply our guns for the... assume it's Power Bird. Supply the guns for the government usage. There is a few... he said, if you're a craftsman, I might be able to find the details for that you could follow up with them to see if they need help.
Yes, and you've got the proper paperwork for a non-guild craftsman right there.
Well, considering that I do deal with non-guild people, then yes, I would, exactly, actually. Yeah. Otherwise, you could have seek to join the guilds under that job description.
Job description.
Yes. If you would need help set up a CV, a curriculum vitae, you could arrange those services here as well.
I need to get around that some other time. I just need to settle down for it now. I've got a steady case right here. I've got Joey. Nothing else to really do.
Yeah.
And about that time, you get one of the secretaries in the building leans over and says, I know you're with the client there, Gavin, but we got somebody, one of the uppity-ups here on the phone that you might want to talk to.
Do you mind if I take a call, Mr. Morphin?
Oh, just go right ahead.
Well, take the call then.
Okay. Your guild liaison is on the line, and she says... well, if Gavin, I've got a meeting that I'm supposed to be scheduling here, kind of last minute. Do you think you can come in sometime this afternoon? Come in after lunch, or after one if you can.
I should be able to arrange something. Is this guild related, or?
Yeah, round up anybody you've worked with recently that's got the proper permits.
Oh, rather conveniently, I happen to have someone with me right now.
I smile, lean back in my chair.
Mr. Austin Morphin, you may have met him briefly recently when it was the Constantine case.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. He's fine. I'll give calls to the other guys as well. If you happen to run into him before 1 o'clock, bring him in. Otherwise, I'll work with what I get. And hangs right. up abruptly.
Miss Blair would like to meet with us on guild business 1 o'clock after lunch.
After lunch,
What time is it now?
Oh, it's about 11 o'clock. It's going about the time your office usually takes lunch.
We have 2 hour lunch.
Of course, you're government employees. They substitute not giving you pay with long lunches.
I'm a government employee and I don't get lunch at all.
Well, they're doing it wrong.
You're forgetting this is back in the old day.
That's right. You have to take siestas.
Well, Mr. Morphin, that seems like an appropriate time. Perhaps you would like to dine with me, as it were, and we can get to know each other a bit better before going on to meet Ms. Blair.
Oh, that'll be nice. Give me some chances to taste some of this fine cuisine.
So perhaps you could tell me a bit more about that animal there. I can't really say I've come across that kind before.
Oh, Joey. Oh, he comes from Australia. Called kangaroos over there. He's not even fully grown. If he was fully grown, he'd probably knock your teeth out, but that's besides the point, isn't it?
Now, Bert, is Australia the hive of criminal activity it is today?
Yes, it is. Australia is a penal colony.
Right. from his paperwork, which side was he on?
He was not a convict, no.
Right.
And if Bishop and you guys want to conveniently take lunch at Chef D's, this would be a good place to round up the crew.
Real quick,
Yeah, go ahead.
There were a couple things, so we could wrap up Evil von Hundegaard. We wanted to see if we could get a list of people who have gone missing. It would be far easier for us than just to hunt down random German people. I could hunt down random German people, but...
All right, so you're trying to catch your brother before he goes to bed?
Yes, before he retires.
Okay. He's starting to look a little groggy, but he says he'll have a list sent to you from the consulate. He doesn't have anything on hand, but he says, in particular, I really just want you to look out for people you remember from our childhood. They would come about the house now and then to visit with the family.
Like, I believe it's the Frasiers. Were they old family friends? Oh gosh,
the Fandlers. What was... Yes.
Yes. Oh, family fell on hard times, I hear. And what is the dog?
I'm sorry. It's the Frawleys. It's the woman with the knives and such.
Yep, that one. The Frawleys.
My condolences on the loss of one of your hounds.
He shudders when you say that. And he says... He's slurring his voice at this point. It was one of the best hounds. Love that dog.
A message.
What happened, might I ask?
He puts his hands up as he, wobbles a little on his feet and says, "Nothing to concern yourself over, brother. Please, I must retire."
Did he find a card?
No, you did not find a card.
Did he find a card?
Perhaps we can talk about this once you're well-rested and exchange any information.
Perhaps we can talk about this when his tongue is loose and he's feeling drunk.
Are you saying these things in front of his brother?
I just see him, peering in my shoulders, just so you know. With me in my
shouting ear. From your lounge chair? Is that
no, I wouldn't have been.
Did you find a card?
Did it have Constantine's name on it? Tell me, I must know. Is he still alive?
Oh,
was it only a club?
Constantine Jr.
No, Chef D's.
Mm-hmm.
You start finding meatballs laying around crime scenes. But your brother looks like he's seconds away from passing out between the inebriation and the lack of sleep.
Yes. Well, then I hope that we have a chance to discuss matters at a later date. But yes, you look like you certainly need your rest.
Bumps down the hallway, tripping over his own feet a few times.
He looks up at
the stairs that goes to his bedroom on the top floor, shakes his head, and then heads for the library on the ground floor.
I'll head back to the pool where I think Marlowe is still waiting and talk to the woman who is... sole purpose in life, apparently, is to run the bar there.
Yes. Would you like a drink, sir?
Yes, thank you. Something light. But actually, I was wondering if you could fill us in on this tragic event which seems to have happened.
She looks, the looking at you, but through you more really, and says, "I don't know what you mean, sir."
Our best and brightest vanishing from Germany and the rest. People in... servants and staff within houses always have sharp minds and sharp ears.
The Lord Hundegaard doesn't discuss matters on his mind, sir.
Very well. It'll make my life slightly less easy, but... he seems more distressed than normal. It's rather odd.
Her left side of her mouth kind of twitches up for a moment and says, "Yes, the Lord Hundegaard has been under a great deal of stress these last few weeks. Has not slept much." The kind of murmurs a little bit, and the beatings have gone down, though.
Yeah, so we just keep them preoccupied, and eventually they'll pluck up the courage for a rebellion and storm the place.
Her eyes twinkle at that.
I'm going to just proceed to chat with her and see if... Well, see if I can actually get her to chat. That would actually be stage one. Is it possible to actually get her to really talk?
If you want to enter social combat with her to try and break her conditioning, you may.
If I can use empathy for it, then I will.
I say, don't we have better things to do?
You can make an empathy roll. That's fine.
I have empathy and rapport. Now, I'm just trying to get information to see if I can get more details on when all this started happening. And so also asking about recent events within the manor.
Okay, so what you're looking for, if you win, is to find out how long this has been happening and any recent rumors about the manor. So is that...
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
All right, okay. Give me a roll then.
And, okay.
We'll use her discipline, her Prussian discipline.
Okay, I have 10.
Wow. What does she get?
Actually, and on top of that, I'm not sure if "tell me about your problems" comes into this as my specialization.
Yeah, you don't need to blow a chip on it. Although she did,
oh, no, that's well, my specialization.
She got a 6, so you know you were, but 4 is more than enough to blow out her track. So yeah, oh. She'll fold. Marlo noticed the amount of discipline she has received, so this one is a little rebellious anyway. And so she looks to make sure that Lord Underguard is truly not visible anywhere. And she looks up at the sniper's nests above you and pulls you in a little closer and pretends like she's mixing you a drink. And she talks very low and under cover of mixing your drink. And she says, "It's been going on for about 2 weeks now. He's been sleeping very fitfully. The first week or two, he disciplined the staff more than was normal, but it hasn't happened since. He's very rarely called any of us to his bedchamber since then. This is the second of his hounds that has wound up in the pool. It seems that..." And she covers it up by, she pours the drinks and she looks down as she's talking so her lips can't be read from above. It seems that his masters are displeased with him.
Now, this is indeed interesting news. Thank you very much for the drink.
And she looks up, and the looking through you look has come back to her. And she's like, "Anything else, Mr. Hundegaard?"
Unless my associate has anything he would like to peruse while we have the chance, I think we shall finish our drinks and then bid you farewell.
I'm keeping my drink.
Yes, so Jameis is in the chat room and asking why our Hundegaard is not also a Lord Hundegaard. You've been disowned from the family, so
yes.
you can no longer claim Lord. And no. While your brother is making goody-goody with you again, there has not been any public returning to the family yet, so you are... given at best a Mr. or Sir Hundegaard as opposed to Lord Hundegaard.
Yeah, I must be sufficiently broken in before I can be...
That's right.
As opposed to that complete beep followed by spit.
Yes, I can't wait to get hold of my brother so I can run him through that, yes.
All right, is that all the scenes that you guys want here?
I think so.
Yeah.
We need to get out of here before they bomb the embassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
How'd the dog drown? Are we sure? Is that how the dog's died?
Oh, yeah, it drowned. Your initial investigation and roles, okay. Etc. I mean, you don't have to do
too much. And ask her if she has, if there's been any cards collected.
Cards, sir? Calling cards?
Yes, calling cards from around where the body would have been.
No, sir. And she thinks that's kind of an odd question.
And are the guards, how are the dogs guarded?
Well, the dogs aren't guarded, sir.
They're just let loose and roam around during the night?
Of course, sir. And she looks down as she says this next part. They're treated better than we are, sir.
No doubt. They're more expensive than you are, too. What is the nature, the security around night? So the snipers probably should have seen the dog being drowned, but they didn't.
I pay very little attention to the dog, sir. It's not a, and she inclines her head at it, it's not a proper hound, if you'll notice. It's more of a toy, she makes a dismissive motion with her hand. It's not a guard dog.
So should it have been outside, or was it from
it
the
inside? It has to run to the house, as do the rest of his hounds.
Well, would have been a hell of a...
Clean up the crap after these little boogers, she...
We did find a rebellious one. It hasn't been sent for due processing yet.
Alright, that's it. Let us go to D's. Why? Because I have the feeling taste for meat.
I think, yes, as we head off and we're making our way back to the car or whatever method they have laid on for our transportation, I think we must have a word with a few associates. This news of an underground railroad is clearly quite distressing.
Yes, well, let's get to these.
I'm going to cut to Bishop, since you carry a mobile phone with you. You get a ring.
Yes.
You hear some mumbling in the background and the sound of some file cabinets closing, and then you hear, finally answer the damn phone. You hear something clatter in the background. Give me some more coffee, now! Hey, got a case for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what time?
Crud, what time did I say? After one, right?
One. Yeah.
Show up after one sometime. Get with Gavin. You guys, it'd be better if you all showed up at the same time instead of bugging me for the next several hours. Where's the coffee?
The coffee machine's still not working?
There's a little bit of silence on the end. If someone were to bring a coffee machine in and make it an anonymous donation to the police office, might help my attitude a little. Click.
I make sure to...
you've got enough resources, you can buy one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I make sure to have one be anonymous. Make a call since I have the credit and have a very nice one anonymously delivered.
All right. Well, what is your resources again?
5.
Oh, yeah, no problems at all. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, I got my resources up on purpose.
Right, yep. So it's nearing lunchtime.
I go to lunch, and I'm going to guess that since people get called, they usually go to D's.
Yes, it has become the new impromptu place since Drina hasn't yet come back into town.
Drina fled for the hills.
Come back, Abel. Get back into gaming.
Never mind your professional life, Abel. Come back to gaming. Come back.
We need you.
Okay. We need a sensible person.
Right. So eventually, everyone meets up at D's. But oddly enough, D is out researching his new meatball recipe today.
Is it something about the cemetery and Terry the Spade? Yeah.
Oh, look, it seems to be no longer... Famous D's, it's now at the Black Dragon restaurant. How weird.
And no one's sure where he went, but he rented a backhoe and got a couple of diggers to go with him, so we're not sure. Yeah.
And it looks like he's employing a bunch of short Asians.
How very weird sharp teeth. Yeah.
Yes, how weird is this? Hey, Cho-Cho, how are you doing? <Ta-da>!
Right. Yes, the food is delicious as normal. Although, yes, the sight of Chef tasting human flesh the last you saw him makes you wonder just...
I haven't heard about this. So while they all check their sandwiches for human fingers or suspicious-looking bones, I don't know.
I'm not eating here.
I don't either. I order anything that doesn't have meat or gets even near meat if I'm ordering anything here.
You go to your private table and then you order out.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a strange sauce on everything that'll give you strange dreams in the night. Yeah. Yes.
I make sure to order out.
Take 1 point to say laws for cannibalism.
Everything has extra tentacles included.
I brought Chinese, thankfully.
Alright. How are y'all doing? It's been so long.
Alright. Strange dreams, you know, the normal.
Strange dreams? Really?
It's once you've done enough of what we've done,
don't have strange dreams.
You don't have the
dream. Doesn't dream anymore. He never sleeps.
You don't have the recurring dream in which you are throttling various people.
No, I'm an healthy.
What about your problems with knives? Yes, one with sharp objects.
Nope, no bad dreams. So, Bishop, you're having bad dreams?
No, just dreams. I'm having it looked into, talking to some of my friends this afternoon. I'll be busy after 3. So let's solve this case in 2 hours.
Oh, good. You're getting psychiatric help? That sounds really good.
Yes. Psychiatric help.
Yes, I had a call from Ms. Blair. She wants us to meet her around 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got the call too. Did you two get the call?
You guys haven't been home to get a call, and you have no mobile devices, so...
We have been
with Mr. Morphin at the time, so... You'll also be doing it. Say hello, Mr. Morphin.
Kangaroo! Joey!
I'm gonna jaunt out and give my folks a call. So...
Before it's too late.
They will not, in fact, be assaulting.
He forgets. 3 hours later, we get called to a different crime scene.
A terrorist attack on the German embassy.
Oh, the horror. The horror. Hopefully we'll catch these dastardly criminals who were geniuses and left behind no evidence. Geniuses, I say.
Yes,
well, they weren't behind evidence. It's just that it was burned and destroyed by mortar fire.
Oh, the horror. So, anyways, moving on from that thing that never happened.
Yes, Mr. Marshall, I believe you were setting up a certain organization, though I haven't heard.
Helped out.
Yes, although I haven't heard. I haven't actually, the guard hasn't actually had any real contact or been told about much else, which has happened since he was agreed.
Set it up.
Yeah, right at the beginning. Yeah, I just don't want to say things really blatantly out in the obvious. So how's that smuggling going on?
Now, we do know that this room is secure. The only thing we haven't got is we've got a PC we haven't put in, as it were.
Correct, yeah. You guys had set this room up yourselves. You don't have the... You could have moved the cuckoo clock here if you really wanted to.
I asked Drina, and she said fine one of those times in the long distance, so the cuckoo clock is here.
Or, of course, we get Mr. Morphin here to build us a replacement in which a small kangaroo, instead of chiming like a cuckoo, comes out and kicks various people. Or
in the bees.
Or smashes the bugs.
Well.
That sounds like a great idea for a new alarm clock.
But
you don't get it.
Awake.
Yeah.
If you really want it.
If you hit that snooze button more than twice, then...
In the face! Alright,
Yes.
So...
Anyway, yes.
Now that
there's
we've
a mysterious
had...
dog murder on the loose.
Well, we can talk about that later. I'd just like to, by your organization, it would seem that various officials in Germany are a little, upset about its work.
That's one way of putting it.
And we will soon have a list of names, which, if possible, I'd like you to check with those that you have aided and helped to make sure that they are one and the same. And that there isn't just someone else using the existence of your organization for more nefarious purposes.
Yeah. And also,
this is a good point. I'm only part of a large group, which I
yes, that we helped set up in Metapol. So
yes,
kind of
until I get up to influence 10.
what the question I need is if the Frawleys have ever moved in, because I would be very interested in being placed in contact with them. They are an interesting people.
Who Frawley is, because I...
It was the girl who shot me.
In the face.
Well, no, she didn't shoot me.
One of the women who shot you.
Yes, it was okay. It was the woman with all the knives and guns. It's one of the first cases we should clarify. Yes. One of the I don't know. You weren't there when he got shot in the face.
No, you were off doing other stuff. It was the one with the Greek guy Spiros, who got murdered also with the chick because we were a bunch of morons. Go team moron.
And the tech. We can't forget the tech.
Yes.
All the random police officers and the unfortunate criminal.
Go team moron.
A lot of bodies in our wake. A lot of bodies.
I lost. At least Constantine is dead for sure. No way he can come back. No possible way.
He's been cloned, man. Come on.
That's what I was thinking.
I was about to make a joke. Well, I've heard about this thing whereby they can grow a copy of someone using cell tissue.
Yes, I've heard about this thing as well. What an interesting thing that is being done.
And didn't someone have a hand?
I was actually, looking at you when I said that. How were your captors to you anyways?
Which ones?
You have to specify with Bishop.
So we could have how many Bishop clones running around? Oh, Lord. He's going to be more prolific than Genghis Khan.
Well, if you count it as one batch per kidnapping.
Yeah. That's two that we know of, and a third one that seems to have popped up.
I'll say one batch. We don't know how many are in a batch yet.
So two batches so far that you were aware of.
All they have to do is scrape the inside of your cheek and then grow the cells in there. They could have an infinite supply.
They don't want a degraded copy over time.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a dead dog also. Dead dog killer running around. We might want to investigate that.
Dog killer.
He's killing dogs.
Are we dealing with an Asian here?
I can't understand you through your thick accent. Speak English. English.
No, don't be discriminatory.
I can be discriminatory, damn it. I'm English. Like we all are.
Two of them are German here.
Wait, there's only one German. Are you German?
Have you just outed yourself there? I don't
know. Stop!
His paranoia gets worse by the day.
Someone here is German. I know it.
Yes! It's that guy! His name is Von Undergaard!
I give you a wave across the table.
The German must buy! A German must buy!
I'm just going to lean over to Von and just start speaking in German. Why are these people so crazy?
I respond in German, because we've been at this job way too long.
Good, I needed this clarification.
Now that we've finished our takeout, can we go get the case?
Well, I mean, there's still the interesting matter of the... Are you speaking English now so I can understand?
Yes. Oh. As I'm speaking.
There's still the matter of the dog napping.
Not so much napping as killing.
Yes, dog killing.
We can deal with that. That's a police matter, or in the case of the Germans, that's a foreign affairs matter. Can we leave that to them unless they ask for our help? Now, can we go do our damn job?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, you might want to know about why. I poked good von Hundegaard to get him to tell us what the hell happened. Poke.
I've already said blah.
Poke.
Can you stop poking me under the table? I know it's you, Mr. Marlowe. I feel your knife.
Oh. That's what she said. No.
It's horribly serrated.
While you guys are talking, Eddie comes in carrying a metal bucket of something that's steaming as he walks in the door. He sees you guys all sitting there, tips his hat at you. How you doing?
How you doing, Eddie? How's my favorite employee?
He grins sheepishly. Fellas, thought we'd bring you this from the range. He lays the bucket on the table and says,
I got my gas mask.
Just checking in on you. You know, you asked to be followed around. Are you good?
I gave them a call and told them.
Yeah, but this was the group that was actually following you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, don't worry about it, Eddie. I appreciate the gift. I start chowing down on.
Yes, it is barbecued pig.
Oh, okay.
Black meat.
Okay.
Watch out for
some of it is a little underdone. Some of it is very
on the inside. Yeah, on the outside it's well done. On the inside it's underdone.
Yes. And watch out for the fragments. It's hard to crunch down on those.
Fortunately, you didn't manage to purchase mustard gas or chlorine.
You don't know that.
That's why I now carry the gas mask.
You carry a backpack mobile phone, a gas mask.
No, no, it's not a backpack mobile phone. It's a small mobile phone.
Well, he tells you, we'll call the boys off then if you're good. He waits to make sure that no one's holding a gun to you, making sure.
No, Eddie. No, we're good. Get in touch with Starling. The Germans have been putting a little bit pressure on Tobias von Hundegaard. Apparently, the Marmoset Railroad's becoming a problem. We want to see if the Frawleys are in town. If they are, we want to get in touch with them. They're a interesting family. Starling knows about them.
He's writing this down. Frawleys, all right?
Okay, Eddie, don't write stuff down. Remember it. Part of your training.
He looks at the paper and mumbles it a few times and eats the paper. Hey, sure.
You know, it's easier if you use some type of food paper, because then you can just chew it if an emergency happens.
You're the best employee ever, Eddie. Don't let anyone tell you anything differently. Go find Starling.
He gives you the really bad salute and walks out the door.
You might want to invest in edible paper.
No, hell no. Eddie's, it's good training for Eddie. That way he doesn't keep eating the paper. All right. Let's.
Okay.
So,
can we go to our case?
Gavin, are you going to see if the Frawleys are around for me? Because I don't think we'll find them unless you can find them for me.
How exactly do you intend to see me doing this?
What?
How exactly do you intend to see if this is happening or not?
That the Frawleys are in town? I want to look for the most dead Germans. That's where they'll be. Or I'll ask you, the guy who probably approved their paperwork.
Assuming they came in under a name like Frawley, for example.
Well, for instance, you would recognize them or might, you know, recognize the family. I don't know. You're the smuggler, not me.
Smash.
You say so loud that the people in the room.
We have our own private room.
Yes.
Oh no, but it's only a net curtain separating.
No, it's a private room.
It's it's a private room.
Yeah. It's at the back of the damn.
I know, yeah. It's in the back.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to find the Frawleys because they're good at what they do, and I could use some more trainers. And
they have a lot of guns.
Yes, they do.
Mostly knives, but yes, guns too.
My kind of people.
I suspect someone else here will be able to find out if they're in town more easily than others, I say, looking at Bishop.
I really don't want him to find them. I would request that you do it because, you know, you're subtle.
But you want to find them, though.
Yes.
And he's better at talking to people to find out who's around town and who isn't.
Right.
Put together.
You're the big player in the local branch.
I'm the only. Well, if you ever want me to look for them, I can probably find them. I probably know someone.
But I'm not the one running it. I just helped set it up. I helped them out.
But you helped set up the local branch. I'm asking you to call in a favor or two so we can see if the Frawleys are in town, because they would really help us out and be a big thing. I don't want him to be asking for the Frawleys because he might get kidnapped again.
If they came in via that way, if they came in some via some other way,
then you won't.
He's the one you want to talk to.
Right. But I would prefer to go through you first because you have subtle contacts. You're very bland and you're very good at what you do. I don't want Bishop to do it yet because he's a bull in a china shop and it will get back that he was looking for them, and then.
Yeah, that is the problem of doing things with contacts, because when you start asking a lot of people,
lot of people.
If you use resources to do it instead of contacts,
then you're paying everyone.
Yes.
Yeah, flash around money saying, "Oh, I want information about this."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even less subtle.
Yes. So
I will butt into the conversation here. Sorry if this is actually rude, but I don't suppose your organization, the railroad, would actually have photographic records of people?
I would hope not.
Or any sort of records at all?
We do help set up
new identities
for those that need them, so yes, we would.
Then there is a chance that I may be able to look through some and recognize people.
Yep.
It's a slim chance, I grant you, but it's better than nothing if you want a more subtle approach.
Yes, that would be preferable.
Because I never met them, so.
Well, you know people. The people who might actually know this kind of information, rather than random scumbag number 27.
No. Actually, it's random scumbag number 28 and a half that would know it. He's the guy I fought last week.
Why is he a half?
I take it that his stage name.
The half film. He's a midget.
Did you beat up a guy in a wheelchair? What is wrong with you? He was in a wheelchair.
He's a midget. He is a tough midget.
That makes it better.
I will point out if he's got no legs, then that puts his mouth at groin height. And he may have very good dentistry.
There's something wrong with you. Like,
hey, I don't.
You can't help but notice looking at Chef D's clock. That's above the doorway there. That it's approaching 1 o'clock.
Thank you. I say, okay, I'm heading over there. Anyone who needs a ride can get in my car. If you have a kangaroo. The kangaroo's not riding.
Well, I suspect we came via subway, so we can also go. Would the kangaroo be allowed on the subway?
Pet laws in Metapol are pretty, they're not very stringent. As long as you could produce paper saying that it's not diseased, you're pretty good.
Okay. Paperwork says not diseased. Diseased is spelled with two S's.
Diseased, yes. Yes.
Well, I'll continue to try to get Mr. Gavin to look for the Frawleys one last time.
Well, not right this minute, because we need to go meet.
Yeah, please. Not this minute, but later.
Later.
Yes, as we start both pushing, everyone else pushes them out the door towards the vehicles.
Well, we're going subway.
Yeah, subway. We assume Austin and I came by subway, because otherwise I would have tried to put them on my bike. Not happening. Yes. So subway it is. I've just been looking through his aspects, and there's nothing I can really hit on to get him into the railroad, really.
Well, fair enough. So you all arrive by different methods to the precinct. And
probably on the way we'll be talking to Austin about the I don't know how much John knows about Austin about the current situation over in Germany and France with 3R. I don't know how much John knows. Get his take on it.
That's true.
They're a bunch of fascists, I say. even though they wouldn't have invented the fastidia, and so therefore, well, the Romans probably have the fastidia, but it's not going to be associated with fascism this time around. I wonder what we're going to call
them. John?
Let's see, I've forgotten how much I know.
Well, you as a player, I mean, are you up to date with what's going on in the world? Like, do you know that Germany has basically just been taken over by the early Nazis?
Now I do.
yes.
They're Nazis 3.0.
Yeah.
They're the Third Reich. The VR.
Mm-hmm. And the first forays of what would be World War I in our timeline have begun. Ferdinand has been assassinated, and there's lots of saber rattling going on. So we're about to erupt into what would be World War I with Nazis.
And the French are on the bad side, and
Russia England doesn't exist.
Yeah, and England is sitting on its own. It's going to be a cross-channel battle. Oh, and Germany has the superior air power, so
and we just France have
has the bioweapons, and Germany and England has Mecca. So
yes, yep. Yes, they have Mecca.
So we'll have hopefully they'll make the anti-aircraft Mecca, and we can just. He eventually figured out a way to take it to them.
Then we're going to conquer Japan and realize it should be called Mecha rather than robot suits.
Actually, we'll conquer Japan and... Wait, who owns the sea?
England.
England Japan. Is the sea power.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Japan hasn't come into yet, and when it explodes out from its borders, it's going to come and wipe out the rest of the countries.
Yes. Japan has not opened its borders. It's still isolated. There's very little communication with Japan, yeah. So no one knows what's going on there.
And Russia is, super weak, so it's not even considered a power.
Yeah, they're going through one of their random bouts of civil war.
Yes.
Yay, Russia! So we have.
Yeah, there you go. It's a mishmash of World War I and World War II. Yep. About to happen.
And Germany is about to take over France, which is going to be hilarious when they stab them in the back.
France has already been taken over by 3R. 3R is spreading out to Germany.
Well, no.
They've got France already. They don't need to take over France. They've already got France.
No, the French supported 3R, and 3R took over Germany. Now 3R is going to stab the French in the back.
They don't need. They said they already own it. They're already supported by France. Why would they need to move back into France?
I think they're discussing politics on the subway. Yes,
they're discussing politics on the subway.
And I'm not there.
Fortunately, Bishop and myself are in the car.
This is what I was going to be talking to Austin about on the railroad. Anyway, so yeah, we are actually doing this.
Yes. There you go.
So we arrive.
You arrive, and Miss Blair has got a big mug of coffee in her hand. She's got a smile that you've never seen on her face before,
holy
a
crap.
Twinkle in her eye. She comes up to each one of you, gives you a peck on the cheek, Bishop.
Run!
I just smile and nod.
You got to wonder how many stars she's got in this book.
It's a half moon.
Sips her coffee. She looks very calm now. And she says, you've got a folder for you in the usual room?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yes, that's all she says. Folder in the usual room.
I just nod and go in.
All right. Let me... Let's take a 5 here. Let me pause and start a new recording.
Let me call paper and jam.
Yep. All right, let's take 5. Podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
There. After 5 long years, my latest invention is complete. Surely it will revolutionize personal transportation for decades to come. Hey, what are you in here? Get away from there! You stupid simian sociopath! Don't touch that! Monkeys took my jetpack!
Monkeys took my jetpack. At mtmjetpack.com.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.